Moltke planned for a German left wing of 8 corps, numbering 320,000 men, to hold the front in Alsace and Lorraine south of Metz. The German center of 11 corps, numbering about 400,000 men, would invade France through Luxembourg and the Ardennes. The German right wing of 16 corps, numbering about 700,000 men, would attack through Belgium, smash the famed gateway fortresses of Liège and Namur, which held the Meuse, and fling itself across the river to reach the flat country and straight roads on the far side. Every day's schedule of march was fixed in advance. The Belgians were not expected to fight, but if they did, the power of the German assault was expected to persuade them quickly to surrender. The plan of campaign was as rigid and complete as the blueprint for a battleship. Heeding Clausewitz's warning that military plans which leave no room for the unexpected can lead to disaster, the Germans, with infinite care, had attempted to provide for every contingency. Their staff officers, trained at maneuvers and at war college desks to supply the correct solution for any given set of circumstances, were expected to cope with the unexpected. Against that elusive, that mocking and perilous quantity, every precaution had been taken except one: flexibility. While the plan for maximum effort against France hardened, Moltke's fears of Russia gradually lessened as his general staff evolved a credo based on a careful count of Russian railway mileage that Russia would not be ready for war until 1916. That was confirmed in German minds by their spies' reports of Russian remarks that something was going to begin in 1916. In 1914, two events sharpened Germany's readiness to a fine point. In April, England had begun naval talks with the Russians, and in June, Germany herself had completed the widening of the Kiel Canal, permitting her new dreadnoughts direct access from the North Sea to the Baltic. On learning of the Anglo-Russian talks, Moltke said in May, during a visit to his Austrian opposite number, Franz Conrad von Hötzendorf, that from now on, any adjournment will have the effect of diminishing our chances of success. 2 weeks later, on June 1st, he said to Baron Eckhardstein, "We are ready, and the sooner the better for us."